Okay, so we're now on our way home from this horrendously expensive and hysterically funny and actually pretty good meal. What's your opinions? Was this a fairly typical meal at what's the name of this place again?
Sammy's.
Was that a typical
Sammy's cider mill?
Was it a ye old yeehaw high quality meal in your opinion? I mean, is this?
Yes, the time downstairs was actually shorter than normal.
Yeah, we were only there for like an hour.
A half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah,
it seemed longer.
It seemed longer, but it was only like 30 to 40 minutes.
Something about the dankness of the basement.
No, but it was definitely shorter than normal.
Right.
And the lobster and soft shell crabs were...
To die for.
As they say in New Jersey. I was going to use a different word, but that's okay. To die for.
To quell at. Bob, do you have any feelings on dinner? How did this match your experience?
This was a very good dinner. It was an excellent dinner.
You led me to think that everybody would be cranky. I thought this would be like a soup man kind of experience. Mm. But everybody was quite friendly and nice.
They were cranky.
You start with
Sammy's granddaughter.
Right.
Who, you know, has her own personality.
Yeah, she looks a lot like Sammy.
But she's, you know, carrying on the family tradition. I think the apple crisp could have been served on a bigger plate and be a little bit more
crisp.
Significant. But
I think the lamb chops were a highlight.
The lamb chops were enormous. What kind of lamb gives chops of that scope?
A sheep.
Yeah, more than a sheep. Like, what's the mastodon equivalent for
a post-pubescent lamb?
Middle aged.
It was a hell of a lamb.
Yeah, it was like enormous. I mean, it was like cutting through a steak. Halfway through, I forgot it was lamb.
Yeah, it was delicious. And
huge,
I tell you, the soft shell crabs were good. They weren't meaty, but they were very, very flavorful and delicate, delicious. And the lobster was cooked, the tail and the claws. Which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Both cook perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. It's really weird.
It was delicious.
And Bob, you had that that wild salmon, which was so pure and subtle.
Salmon was very good. It was excellent.
Yeah.
The salad is...
it's a conundrum. It's a perplexity.
It's a perplexity. Not...
It seems to be marinated in raw Heinz vinegar for hours.
Yes.
It's sort of the ceviche of iceberg lettuce.
And you get three tomato wedges. You get one tomato wedge per person.
And they were fine tomato wedges. They
were
broke up the monotony of the vinegar-soaked...
Corn was good.
And his french fries are...
Probably New Jersey corn.
Corn was...
A little overcooked, but it was...
A little overcooked.
A little overcooked.
Yeah, they should have done it half as much.
Yeah, the french fries were excellent.
All right. Well, anyway, on the other hand, we did spend $275 for three people.
And the wine was good.
The wine was good.
Was it a good wine list?
No, it was a really weird wine list.
Okay.
It's just weird. I have no other description for it. It's just miscellaneous
eclectic
wine. Yeah, random. It's basically like a monkey threw darts at a list of wines. And that's what they came up with. So anyway, so we had this.
So we picked a good one
off
of an eclectic.
Well, here's what
wine
we did.
List.
We picked a dry Italian white, and it was served with the highly, highly Heinz vinegared iceberg lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
The vinegar just completely neutralized any sort of wine experience we could have had. So that could have been the greatest or the worst wine in the world. We would not know.
Right.
Anyway.
So the personality of the servers
was fine.
Was fine. You know,
yeah.
They're all nonsense.
Bartender,
all business.
Bartender was a little.
I found it offensive.
Lost in his world.
I found it a little offensive when we ordered the Oban's single malt scotch and he insisted that it be on the rocks and got snarly with me when I asked for it straight up.
That's a sign of ignorance because you wouldn't have that good of a scotch.
And it was like full
with so many rocks.
Yeah, it was full of ice. Bob, I mean, it was a Slurpee. It was an Islay Slurpee. It was just, where's my straw? It was insane. It was just absolutely insane.
That's exactly what it was.
But you know what? As we leave the parking lot, I feel a sense of lightness coming from my wallet. No, it was really fun.
Yes,
thanks for showing it to me, guys.
That was great.